The last thing that can impact the quality of our dual pole precip estimates is the melting layer. We always want to ask, where is my area of heavy rain in relation to the melting layer? We can use the melting layer algorithm overlay in AWIPS to help us see where our precip estimates will start to be negatively impacted. Remember that the four lines depict the estimated depth of the melting layer as defined by either the radar beam edge or the radar beam center. All that aside, the most important thing for you to remember is that we want our area of heavy precip to be below the melting layer, so that shaded red area in this figure. However, taking a look at another example, we see that our area of heavy rain is deep within the melting layer, so our hydro class is assigning those precip types as grapple and snow. These hydro classifications are what are used to help determine rain rate relationships, so you'll end up with bad precip estimates here, because the radar thinks it's snow and ice when in reality, that's not actually what's falling to the ground there. So just remember that the further into the melting layer you go, the more uncertain the quality of your dual pole precip estimates.